Welcome back to our podcast.
Episode 3, baby.
Hey, we are back again. We were gone for a week due to me being in school. I was drowning in work, but now I'm back. I was studying a lot, reading, doing math, the whole nine yards. But I'm very happy to be back with my bestie.
Me too. I really missed you. I'm so sad we couldn't record last week.
I know. I was too, honestly. I was just not okay, but I'm happy to be back, and we have a lot of topics to discuss today. First, we want to touch on why we actually started the podcast and what it means to us. We also want to talk about other millennials and how they have side hustles and want to start their own business, and basically what it's like to grow up in our generation and have a lot of purpose and meaning, like, not only for yourself, but to help out the world and, you know, really pursue your passion.
Yeah, not just work, you know, your regular jobs, like, just really make the most out of what you find, you know, like, fun in.
Yeah.
It's not all about
what you have passion for and, you know, an actual dream to pursue. Not
exactly.
Just going through the motions of a 9-to-5, like, your actual dream put into, what's the word? Put into
just action, I mean.
Yeah, your dream put into action. Exactly. Yeah.
And then we're going to touch on the kind of like the do's and don'ts, because some people do get a little too caught up in it and kind of forget about, I guess, like the reality of things. You know, like you just have to be stable with your income and things of that nature. But first, let's just backtrack, because I feel like even like the last previous episodes, like we kind of just got really excited about starting this podcast. We never like actually introduced ourselves to our listeners and just gave them like a backstory of why we started this. And so for me, I really was just looking for something to put like positive and like my creative energy into, because I really don't have any hobbies. I don't really do much besides, you know, drink and shop. And no, it's really embarrassing because people ask me and I usually give that answer as a joke. But it's not funny anymore. It's really depressing. Like, I just feel like I need some type of, like, purpose. And I kind of keep myself in my own bubble, too. And I'm like, in such a comfort zone that I need to take myself out of. And so, like, I listen to podcasts myself. And I just thought this would be something, you know, cool and positive to explore. And it'd definitely be something fun to do, especially with one of my best friends. So
yeah, and I definitely wanted to start it to not only bring us closer, but to relate to others and talk about what I'm going through and also hear other people's perspective on what to do in situations. Because I know sometimes I go through things and I feel like it's the end of the world. I'm like, I can't believe this is happening to me. But so many other people our age are going through the same exact things. So I feel like it's an outlet for me to talk about everything. And I get to hear feedback from our listeners and their stories, and it really honestly helps me out a lot. And I like to entertain and have comedic relief, because some things I go through, if I don't laugh, like, I'll just cry, you know? So that's why I really wanted to start it.
I agree. I like that. I feel like it definitely does kind of give us a sense of community, like, between, you know, like, other people.
I agree.
Who can relate to our lifestyle and, mm-hmm. you know, the drama that we may go through or
we definitely go through a lot of drama,
yeah.
For sure.
So luckily there are people out there, though, that do have something that they're passionate about. So for example, my sister and her girlfriend, they just started this pop-up plant shop, which I'm super excited about. And they're having their first event on Sunday, March 15th. So you guys should go check it out. If you live in the Orlando area, it's by Sanford. But it's a Equinox Tea Party and Garden Fair. And there's going to be yoga, there's horseback riding, I believe, and different shops are going to be there. So please, please, please go support. But we love to see, you know, the people we know, people that we're close with, you know, really just putting their all into something that they're super passionate about. Like I said before, we all have our jobs that we go to, whether it's from 9-to-5 or our 12-hour shifts overnight or whatever. Like, it's good to have something else on the side that you look forward to, you know, it doesn't
mm-hmm.
make
something that makes you happy
such a drag. Yeah, something that really just makes you so happy. So I'm super excited for my sister and her girlfriend. I hope it goes well. definitely need to check that out.
What's their Instagram so people can look it up?
Oh, yes. It's called Leaf a Little. Their Instagram is leaf.a.little.
I definitely need to follow them as well.
Yes.
And look them up for sure. Yeah, and I wanted to touch on some people I know as well. Like, we really want to help out small business owners and people, like we said, that are pursuing their passion. There's this little shop that is actually close to where I live, and it's called Palm Beach on the Rack. It's a consignment shop that resells, like, designer stuff, designer clothes, shoes, handbags, and a lot of the people from Palm Beach Island donate or sell their items to this shop. So if you want a Louis Vuitton bag, a Gucci bag, but you don't want to pay thousands, the owner, Jessica, really helps you out and gives you a great deal on everything. And she's so sweet. So definitely visit there as well. Also, I wanted to shout out one of my close friends, Star. She has her own company called Star Shea Events, and she's a wedding planner. She's super dedicated and willing to help you, like, plan. She also plans quinceañeras, just incredible parties, and it's her passion. Like you were saying, she just cares about the company so much, and she's worked it from the ground up.
Yes, I think it's so cool just to see people around us that we know pursue their dreams, because you don't see that a lot. It's hard. It's really hard to put yourself out there, and it definitely takes a lot of time, and you have to be dedicated and super persistent and just keep up with everything.
Well, like, I personally would love, like, in the future to open my own boutique and start my own makeup line, but I haven't really put in 100% effort to do that because, like you said, it is a lot of work that you have to put into it, and you have to put your all in it, as well as having a steady income to back it as well. But one of my close friends, Drea, just started a lash line called Drebe. And she's doing really well as well. She drops her line next month. And she's going to be selling dramatic lashes all the way to natural lashes in 6 different styles. And I'm super hyped for her. She's super passionate about everything she does as well. And she's very into makeup and fashion. And it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, I actually have one of my friends. She doesn't do lashes, but she has started doing people's nails. It's something that she's kind of just done on her own. Like, she just never really, like, spends money on going out to a salon to do it. She likes doing it herself, but not even just to save money. She genuinely just loves doing nails. Like, it's so peaceful to her to do it. And so she started to do dip on herself, which is pretty hard.
It is. I watched YouTube videos on it, and I would never be able to do it.
Yeah, so she bought a drill, she bought the dip, and, like, all the tools and accessories that you need to do it. And to do it on yourself, too. Like, doing it on another person, I'm sure, is a little bit easier, but on yourself, especially, like, on your, what is it, your left hand or your right?
Yeah.
Like, whatever, if
you're
right or your lefty.
Unless you're ambidextrous.
Yeah, like, that's just really hard. I can't even paint my nails, like, with natural, like,
no, I
like
can't
regular
either.
Nail
but
polish.
I think about it, and I used to obviously do my own nails. I wasn't always going to a salon.
No, I never did my nails. I can't do, I'm so bad.
Really?
I'm like, really? I can't keep in the lines type of thing. Like, my whole fingers will be painted.
I used to always like to do my own nails up until, like, sophomore year, and then I started getting acrylics. But did your friend have her own company, or she just?
No, so she's always just done her own nails at home. So she bought all the stuff and she started doing it herself. And she just moved to Georgia and she just started this new job. And so she's meeting a bunch of new people, making friends. And someone came up to her and asked
Networking's
her.
Networking's
huge. Yes. So someone came up to her and asked her, like, oh, like, where do you get your nails done? And she's telling, you know, them, like, oh, I do them by myself, blah, blah, blah. And so, like, word spreading around the office. And now she has people coming up to her, like, oh, hey, like, would you be willing to do my nails? Like, come over to my house. So I don't think she's making much money off of it right now. She's just using it as practice. So that's something really cool. Like, she just something to do on the side, you know. And
did she set up any social media yet for it? Or?
No, not yet. This is very new. Like, yeah. She just started doing other people's nails. But it's just an example of how you can turn something that you really enjoy. And she didn't even, like, think about making money off of this. Like I said, it's just something she did for herself. But look at that. Like, it's so easy to create an opportunity like that if you're really good at something and you like it.
Yeah, that's true. Also, one of my best friends growing up, her name is Natalia. Shout out to you, Natty. I love you very much. She has her own company called By Nat. It's By_Nat. and she does graphic design on the side. But she's super passionate about art, like, her whole entire life since we've been growing up, and she makes such cool designs. So check her out if you want to make any, like, postcards or business cards. Everything's custom. She even does album covers, which is super cool. So we have a lot of friends that are into music and rap. Michelle, take that away.
Yes, oh my God, that's another one. And I know music can be a pretty tough industry, but definitely don't let that intimidate you. We have, like, one of our friends, Timo, and our other friend, Lachi.
Timo 44.
Timo 44. And our other friend, Lachi, too. They make such good music, and honestly, I have high hopes for them. I mean, anything's possible. I do, too. So as long as you're willing to, you know, put work into it, and it's really all about networking, too, and just putting your name out there. So didn't, like, Timo just had an album launch party, right?
Yeah, he did. I think this is probably his second or third one. I went to one of his launch parties in, I think it was in Delray, actually. But he just backs up everything he does. Like, he puts his whole entire heart into his music, and I've been listening to him since he came out with, like, his first song. He also makes really cool music videos that you can check out on YouTube. And he hires, like, the best of the best photographers, the best of the best videographers. And he hires, like, really good models and features, like, people to be in his music videos. He puts his all in. It's really cool. You should check him out for sure.
That's, like, the hardest part, though, is, like, if you don't have enough money to, you know, hire people and,
yeah,
to buy the things that you need. That really sucks because it kind of, like, pushes you back, you know?
Well, yeah, I never really think, like, when we sit and watch music videos at my place or, like, when we're at a pregame, we play music, I don't think of how much goes into it. Like, you need someone to do the sound, the beats.
Direct it.
Yeah.
Edit it. Editing has to be, like, the hardest part.
Exactly. I know, even for us, when we have to edit our podcast, it's tough.
Guys, I've had mental breakdowns, and I've cried, like, trying to edit our
podcast. It's hard. It really is.
It sounds easy, and maybe it is. It's just, you know, we have to, like, get used to it and become more familiar with it. I mean, I'm not a techie person at all.
No, I'm not either.
So trying to figure out how to edit and transition and make it blend together nicely, it's actually a lot harder than you think. It's not like we just sit here and talk. Like, obviously, we have retakes and we have to start over.
Yes,
and,
we know, do.
Take 1005. Like, it's, you know, it's hard.
It is, but since we are passionate about it and we care a lot about it, we're going to make sure that we put in the effort. And
yes, I am determined to get better at it. I'm going to be a pro. I'm going to look back and be like, wow, I can't believe I cried about this.
Yeah, we make sure that we put out good content and something that's entertaining for you guys to listen to. Like I said, you know, comedic relief and just listening to someone and knowing that someone's there for you just brings a lot of comfort, especially if you're feeling alone at any point in your life. Like, if you listen to us, you can know that we're always there for you and we're a friend to you.
And we're not professionals, obviously. so don't take everything we say, you know, to heart. And we may be completely wrong about some stuff. But still, you know, we're here for you. And I mean, like Julie said, it's more of just kind of having a friend. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so moving on to the do's and don'ts, another thing is, I think, like I said before, the most, like, important thing with any type of business that you're doing is being persistent with it, because it's so easy to slack off, and, you know, if you have people who, you know, really enjoy your brand or what you're selling, and if you don't, you know, keep promoting it as much, like, it's easy for someone to kind of just forget about it and move on to the next thing, especially when there's competitors out there, too. So let's say there's, like, another podcast out there, which I'm sure there's millions right now, that are way better than us, and they're more persistent. They have maybe 2 to 3 episodes out in 1 week instead of one. Like, you have to keep up with your competition as well.
Mm-hmm. And you need to know what you're up against. So Michelle and I will listen to a lot of different podcasts as well, and we'll learn from it, and we'll see the good and bad about it, and that'll help us improve. And I think that's what a lot of other people do as well, that start their own business. You can go to another boutique, you can talk to another graphic designer, you can talk to another wedding planner, you can talk to another makeup artist and get tips and tricks from each person. And also, it takes time, you know, like, you can't just be good right away.
You also have to, like, it's tricky because you can get ideas and advice from other people, but then you have to have, like, your own unique spin to your
exactly.
own business or whatever.
Yeah, you have to stand out and make people want to visit your website or visit your company or whatever it is.
Yeah, like, buy your product. You have to stand out to them.
Exactly. You have to be unique and you have to be different. And then they're going to want to choose you over anyone else. And that'll make you, I think, the most successful.
And I think that's what plays in with just how passionate you are about it. And you really have to know what you're selling. Like, you really have to know what you're trying to accomplish, you know, like with our podcast, what we're trying to do or what you're trying to sell. Like, what exactly is your goal with it?
But definitely if you're going to start a business with a partner, you have to make sure that you establish beforehand a 50-50 split and make sure you guys are both on the same page. With Michelle and I, we have a 50-50 split and we make sure that all the money that goes to my direct deposit, that we split it equally. And just make sure that everything's established on the front end, because you don't want to be in a situation where once you guys start making a ton of money, the money just, you know, disappears on one person's end and then you get into financial problems. So just make sure you keep on top of that.
And not even just the money aspect that you need to worry about. It's also just the, like, work ethic, too. Like, we need to both be putting in the same amount of work and dedication into it. It's very hard for one person to kind of get all the work, like, thrown at them, and they have more responsibilities than the other person. So, I mean, just keep it, you know, fair and equal, because especially if you're getting into business with a partner, with someone that you're close with, whether it's your spouse or your best friend, like, that can definitely, you know, start drama and kind of ruin the relationship. So keep that fair. And so another don't would definitely have to be to not rush, because it could be a while until you start seeing your results. Like for us, for example, I know we kind of get a little obsessed with checking how many listeners we have, how many followers we've built up so far on Instagram. And so it could get frustrating and it kind of puts even more pressure on us. Like, we do have to kind of take it back and understand that we just started. So it's not going to be like we have thousands of followers right off the bat. So same thing with you guys. If you're starting, you know, let's say, for example, like my sister's plant shop, like if her first one, I'm pretty sure it's going to go well, not saying that it's not. But, like, if they don't sell a lot of stuff at first, you know, it's just their very first event. So you have to be patient with it. It's going to get better the more that people start to get to know you. So definitely don't rush into that. So we actually came across an article which pretty much sums up everything that we just said. It's called Why Millennials Are the Future of Small Businesses. So it says that we're digital natives, we're socially responsible, we're tech-focused, we prioritize company culture. We have a side hustle mentality, definitely. I mean, I have like 3 jobs, so I can most definitely relate to that. And then we strive to do what we love. So again, pursuing our passions.
Yes, and I think that social media is a huge aspect in our culture and in our society right now, especially with millennials, because we know how to use it most. Like, my parents definitely aren't that tech savvy. My dad's generation is not at all. My mom's generation is slowly learning and getting into it, but we have an upper hand and we have an edge on all of the baby boomer generations, and they used to have to pay for ads, like in newspapers, whereas we can just set up websites and free promo through Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And I did an internship in college, actually, for marketing and social media, and it really taught me how much it influences. And influencers nowadays as well get paid so much money, like YouTubers, even TikTokers now. TikTok is huge. I actually just downloaded TikTok.
I haven't gotten into it yet, but it seems
I wasn't going to do it, but yeah, it's really entertaining. It's these like 1-minute clip videos, but you can get paid up to like $200,000, $300,000 a year through ads, because companies will pay you to be their sponsors. Just like we have Anchor as our sponsor. Even a few other companies reached out to me as well to try to collab with Michelle and I, and they offer money. You know, if we say shout out their name or say their company. Yeah.
There's just many like ways to put your name out there, and just free tools kind of that you can use to your advantage that we couldn't do before. So that's definitely awesome.
Amazing. Yeah, it is. And it's a great way to get exposure. And yeah.
Exposure. Okay, so if all else fails, I'm just going to become an Instagram model and just, you know, model some bikinis, some Fashion Nova.
Make some bank, baby. I mean,
you said they make money, so why not? That's plan B.
And not the pill.
Hey. Okay, no, but for real, if you have something that you really enjoy, that you're passionate about, please, please, please pursue it. It doesn't even have to be about money. Like I was saying earlier about my friend who does nails, like she just does it for fun. I have another coworker who he's really into collecting coins. Like that's a huge thing for him. He has a whole Instagram feed. And apparently there's like a whole community out there of people who are really, you know, like obsessed with collecting coins. And that's great. Like if you, like that's another way to make, you know, friends and connections. Like if you like something and you put yourself out there, like you're going to be able to meet someone else who has that same interest as you. So
yes, network, connect. And I always say like never burn bridges, always be kind to everyone because you never know who you're going to need to reconnect with in life. Facts. That can help you with your dreams that you want to pursue. And that's on what?
That's on period.
And that's on period, poo. If you guys haven't seen that TikTok, it's hysterical. It's basically this girl that's like, when I'm a mom, like what it's going to be like when I grow up and I'm a mom. And then what happens? The kid like goes into the kitchen.
She's like, when I get home, the chicken better be out the fridge. And she's like, you hear me? That's on what?
And that's on what?
That's on period. Okay, so off topic. But if you've seen the TikTok, you're going to be cracking up with this for sure.
Yeah.
But yes, guys, thank you so much for tuning back into our episode 3. So sorry.
Love you all so much.
That we missed out last week. I had a bunch of people ask me about our episode, and I was so sad. I was like, it's all Julie's fault.
I'm sorry.
She's so busy.
I was really, really
like,
busy.
Like, I don't have things to do either, but, you know.
I didn't even have time to, like, do anything, though. I legit would come home and feed Balenci, walk Balenci, study till 1 a.m., go straight to bed, and then just do it all again. Like, I didn't have time to do anything.
Anyways, not an excuse. You make time for what you really want. I don't want to hear it again. That's true. Guys are my witnesses. If she bails on me another week, I don't know what to say, but That's her fault, and she's not serious about this podcast, so...
I am. I'm serious about it.
Let her know that she better not miss out again and to get her shit together, and yes, we will be here next week. Right, Julie?
That's on period, poo.
All right. Thanks, Jammers. We love you.
Love you.
And once again, go get a hobby.
What? Go get a hobby.
Go get a hobby and a hobby.
And that's on period. Bye.
Bye.